Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And just turning 622, I'm Michael Cohen, producer James Platy. Thanks for joining us. Well, it barely squeaked by, but a bill to expand cyber schools in Michigan got through the House of Representatives late last week by a 2-vote margin. One person who does not want to see the expansion occur is Fran Brennan, the state director for Working America, a community affiliate of the AFL-CIO. Fran, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
You know, we've got only 2 cyber schools in Michigan right now, and there is a long waiting list for both of them. Why should we deny parents and children more cyber school choices?
That's a great question, and thank you for this opportunity to speak to you and your listeners. I do want to clarify one thing. I'm only the messenger for close to 98,000 of our Michigan members that are really concerned about the cyber school legislation and the bill SB 619. With regard to the 2 cyber schools we currently have, they are pilot programs, and we've yet to get a report as to how they're doing, what their success ratio is, what challenges they may be facing, what obstacles they might be realizing. And even the State Board of Education came out and said, we need to wait before we expand cyber schools to find out how the 2 pilot programs are doing.
Isn't the long waiting?
I think that's common sense.
Isn't the long waiting list, though, indicative of the fact that it is working for the parents that are there and the kids that are in the schools, and more parents want to be involved in them?
Well, I can't speak to the waiting list. If there's a long waiting list, I don't know necessarily what the parents are looking for and what needs weren't met at the schools that they were currently attending. But what I can talk about is that cyber schools have been getting really terrible grades as far as the ability to educate our children. And this is coming from Stanford University doing an independent study on cyber schools. It comes from Colorado that also did an independent study, mm-hmm. and Pennsylvania. So we have, first of all, over 50% of the students that attend a cyber school return to the community school, and the ability to educate properly is definitely wanting in the cyber schools.
Isn't this bill fairly limited? From what I understand, it allows for a total of 15 cyber schools until the end of December of 2013, then 30 cyber schools thereafter. Isn't that a reasonable amount to at least put our foot in the water?
Well, what this bill is primarily addressing is the ability for K-12 Incorporated, a private for-profit corporation, to be able to come into the state and to expand their business at the cost of our taxpayer dollars. So what they want is to take both our state and local taxes that are meant for our schools, that are meant to for our education of our children. They want to take those dollars and use it to the benefit of their experiment and their business and expand their profits. And so it doesn't seem to make any fiscal sense. It certainly doesn't make any economic sense.
Although
this will not be
supporters of this bill point out to the fact that we have the stagnation in our traditional public schools. Many of our schools are not performing that well, and this provides an option for parents who are simply unhappy with the schools their kids are essentially trapped in right now. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that it's interesting when people say that, you know, our schools are stagnating and that they're not performing. I don't know where they're getting that kind of information and what they're relying on. What I do know is that with cyber schools, the independent studies that have been done show that they are abysmal at educating our children, and that because of their inability to successfully educate our children return to the community schools needing more assistance because they're behind in their education, and the funding is no longer there for the student for the rest of the school year in the community school because the cyber school kept it all.
Well, if the cyber schools ultimately fail, won't that mean that students simply and parents will not be interested in sending their kids to these schools and it won't even be a factor?
That's an interesting free market philosophy. I'm not so sure that we want to integrate the free market into our educational system. And I think that kind of speaks to this whole surge in trying to privatize so many things right now coming out of Lansing. I think there are things that the private sector does well, as do our members. But what has become really clear with our members is that they do not want education to be, first of all, beholden to a corporation that's sole mission is to acquire profits. And they certainly don't want their community schools to have money siphoned from their educational systems to a private corporation, that's profit-making.
Although supporters of this bill would say our current school systems are beholden to the teachers' union, and that actually keeps a lot of innovations from taking place.
You know, and if that is their argument, I think that that's kind of tragic. I mean, I had three children, and they had and continue to tell me how great the teachers they had were and how certain teachers were the reason that they went into the various fields that they're going into. I, as a parent, experienced excellent educational systems and experienced wonderful teachers. I think people who go into the teaching profession truly care about teaching, and they're not there to make a profit. They're not there to only work, 8 hours a day because they work a lot longer than that. Mm-hmm. They often use their own personal dollars to make a difference in their classroom.
Now, this bill, I do want to point out, this bill is now going back to the Senate. Is this basically going to get through? From what I understand, the governor is planning on signing it.
We're hoping that tomorrow there will be a request for reconsideration at the House level, and we're hoping that it will be reconsidered. One of the reasons that Working America became so involved in this is that so many members of ours were disturbed by what was transpiring. And we don't want to suggest that we're against cyber schools. We're against funding K-12 incorporated private corporation with regard to it, and specifically in this bill. But additionally, it's important to realize that the parents, at the local level, you have your school boards, you have your parent-teacher organizations, you have the ability to have transparency and accountability on a daily basis with your teachers and the school administration. With a cyber school that is based in Virginia and will actually take away jobs in the state of Michigan, you don't have that accountability.
Makes sense.
You don't have that transparency.
Makes sense. Fran Brennan, the state director for Working America. Fran, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for this opportunity, and have a great evening.
You too. And when we come back, some real fireworks going off. Yeah, last week at the State Board of Canvassers meeting, a huge proposal that would have changed the state shot down. You'll find out what happened next. 1320 WILS.